All right, Alexander, let's talk about what's going on in the United States. Specifically, let's focus in on Portland and the peaceful protesters. No, they're not peaceful protesters. Anyone that thinks that these people are protesters, I'm not even going to put the word peaceful, are protesters, is out of their mind. Mm. It's out of their mind.
Yes.
Anyway, let's talk about the riots in Portland. And my first question to you, Alexander, is what are they rioting about?
Well, it's a very good question because I really don't know. Why do people riot? People riot because they want, to damage property. They want to steal things from shops. They want to commit criminal acts. They want to do all of those things. If you're asking me why are they protesting, in inverted commas, I don't know what they're protesting about. Because as far as I understand it, Portland, Oregon is, very much a sort of blue state. I mean, the government seems there is on their side.
So
what exactly are they protesting against? I mean, it seems very weird to me. I mean,
isn't that the most basic question, though?
It's a fundamental question. But Alex, it's the fundamental question for me about BLM ever since it first began. I mean, as I said, and I think this is a point which I can reiterate, what kind of a revolution is this if it is intended to put Joe Biden in the White House? That's not a revolution. This is a counter-revolution. It's a totally reactionary force to rescue the Democratic Party oligarchy. That's all it's about. But of course, what's happened is that they've tried to use certain grievances and structural issues in the United States, which they've manipulated and distorted out of all recognition to achieve that objective. Along the way, they've ridden the tiger of rioting, because let's be absolutely clear, these are riots. It's exactly, you defined them correctly. They're not protests. And of course, that rioting has run out of control. We're seeing all over the United States, in all the big cities, as the police have become demoralized, as the police have become undermined, a surge in crime rates. Violent crime is apparently escalating. And we've seen in all sorts of places across the United States attacks on public property, on public buildings. The federal authorities which have been sent to Portland were originally sent there, let's remember, to protect public buildings. We've also seen a large number of attacks on private buildings, on people in their own homes, and of course, shops, small businesses, people like that, that they are under attack too. And what is the effect of that? Well, I'm now seeing opinion polls in the United States, which are showing that public opinion is swinging against them. So this thing has backfired. I mean, it's run out of control and it's backfired, as it was bound to do. And thank goodness it has. I mean, it would have been very worrying if it had not.
Let me give you those numbers, Alexander. I got them in front of me. This is from July 22nd via the Washington Examiner. Comeback Trump neck and neck with Biden, 45% to 47%, approval equal with Obama's in 2012. Approval equal with Obama's in 2012. On Wednesday, the race stood at 45% for Trump and 47% for Biden, well within the poll's margin of error. It was published in Rasmussen's weekly White House Watch feature. Separately, Rasmussen said that Trump has boosted his approval rating to 49%. With 50% of respondents disapproving. What's more, at this stage of his presidency, former President Barack Obama also had a 49% approval rating and went on to win re-election with 51% of the vote. So yes, there is a surge, a comeback, if you want to call it, for Trump's support and for Trump's approval. And Alexander, I think this is not coming as a surprise, because what the Democrats have decided to do, what the globalists have decided to do, what the deep state has decided to do, what the neoliberals have decided to do, what Hollywood has decided to do, what athletes, professional athletes decided to do, what all of them decided to do was to burn the whole country down in order to remove one man from office. They decided to burn the whole thing down, everything. They've used the virus, they've used Russia, they've used the death of George Floyd, they've used everything. Exactly. But their ultimate goal is to burn it all down in order to remove Trump, and they're going to try to extend this chaos all the way up until November. That's their goal. Extend the misery of people, all the way up to November, so that they, when they get to that polling booth, they say, enough already. I'll vote for this empty suit named Joe Biden if you just stop with the punishment, stop with the chaos. That's their goal.
Yes, I agree. I think that's exactly what their role is. I mean, there's a famous quote from a Russian novel, sometimes attributed to Lenin, but he never said this. It was said by a Russian writer called Chernyshevsky, which is that the worse things are, the better. And that seems to be very much the tactic. The worse things are, the better. So, you know, destroy the economy, create violent disorder in every big city in the United States, do all of these things. But of course, the fundamental problem with that is that it assumes that most people in America are fundamentally ignorant and stupid and can't see what is being done to them. And I don't think the people of the United States are any of those things. I think they understand exactly that this is a manipulated situation. And I think they're becoming utterly fed up with it. And I think they fully support what the administration, the Trump administration, is doing by trying to restore order in places like Portland. And can I please reiterate again, I've said this so many times, that is the primary duty of every government, is to maintain public order and public safety so people can go about their lives, their everyday lives, in peace and tranquility. That is exactly what a state governed by law, a democratic and constitutional republic, is supposed to be about. So they're seeing that the Trump administration is trying to do that, and they see who is, on the contrary, facilitating all this rioting, facilitating all this violence, facilitating all this property damage, causing all this disruption. And of course, they're swinging against the people who are the people who are orchestrating all of this. And they are swinging behind the person that it's directed against, but who is trying to resist it, who is, of course, Donald Trump. Now, you say that it is not surprising. It's not surprising to us. It's not surprising to you. It's not surprising to me. I am sure it's not surprising to many of our viewers. But obviously, some people in the Democratic Party, not some people, most people, it seems, in the Democratic Party, in the DNC, in the media, all that list of people that you mentioned in Hollywood, athletes, all of those people are so deluded and so obsessed and made so unbalanced by their absolute loathing of Donald Trump that they have completely lost sight of it. I mean, it shows a complete disconnection from reality. But, you know, I felt this all along. I mean, Russiagate was disconnected from any kind of reality that I can see. The impeachment, the famous impeachment, which, you know, we had last year. Remember that? That was even more disconnected from reality. And now we have all these people think that if you, facilitate violent rioting on the streets of America and allow a crime wave, or encourage a crime wave, a violent crime wave to take hold, that's going to make people vote for you. I mean, it's so weird. It's so bonkers to me that, I mean, I just really wonder about these people. I mean, at one level, they're very dangerous because people who think like that are really absolutely not people you want to trust with power in any form. But I mean, that they should be so disconnected from reality and so angry that, it just staggers me.
They are very dangerous indeed, that we know. But Alexander, let's get into a comparison between what's happening in Portland and what happened in France and continues to happen in France, which is a real protest in the form of the Yellow Vests, which we have come out in support of.
Absolutely.
And absolutely, what the media is trying to dub and brand a protest, which is in essence a very violent riot, which is what is happening in Portland and in other cities. Specifically, let's take Portland. What are the differences? Why the Yellow Vests is a real protest done right, or as well as it can be done, say, and what's happening in Portland, which is an absolute freaking train wreck.
Yes. Well, first of all, let's first of all begin by the political motivations of the people who are protesting and who they are. I mean, the Yellow Vests protest is a protest of the ordinary people of France. I mean, everybody who's looked into this can see that this is so. I don't think this is even controversial, actually. It is the ordinary people of France who are protesting because their political and, above all, their economic position has been severely eroded. They have in the Élysée Palace and in the power structure in Paris a government that is no longer functioning in their interests at all, that is completely oblivious to any kind of political, electoral changes, because French politics have now become so manipulated that we see, bogus, phony scandals conjured up in order to disqualify popular candidates, and the judicial system misused in France for that purpose. They've been landed with taxes which are undermining their businesses and their livelihoods at a time when the French economy has not been doing too well. And they have a government which, in addition to all of that, isn't fundamentally interested in them. It isn't fundamentally interested in France. It despises French symbols. And it wants to subsume France in the European Union and in a globalist project, which all of these people that we're talking about don't like and see as directed against themselves, which it is. It's true. That's one thing. So we're talking about different set of people could be arguing about grievances that affect them. Now, bear in mind, the protests that we're seeing in America are not, as you see, you asked me at the beginning of the program, what are these people protesting about? And I couldn't tell you, because in the places they're protesting, it's not very clear or definable what they're protesting about. Their own history. I mean, knocking down statues. I mean, they're protesting against the previous history of the United States. I mean, what does that do? So, I mean, it's a completely different mindset. The one is people pushed too hard, which is in France, and forced into protests. The other is people who are protesting because they've been manipulated to do it by a political elite. And that's a fundamental difference. Now, there are also certain operational differences. Firstly, and I've had this now from many, many people in France, I mean, especially in Paris, people, many of whom, by the way, are not necessarily sympathetic to the Yellow Vests protests, but the overwhelming weight of violence in France has been directed by the government and the authorities and the police in France against the Yellow Vest protesters. In the United States, the police are being undermined by authority. We've had this extraordinary thing about defunding the police. We've had all this resistance to deploying federal agents in American cities. And of course, the people who are committing the violence are primarily the inverted commas protesters. So it's a completely different picture there as well. And last but not least, the Yellow Vests do not target small businesses. They don't smash statues or all things of that kind, because they are defending French culture. They are defending French history. And they are themselves the people who support businesses, because it's their businesses that are being threatened. So these two protests are so different, so completely different, that there is no resemblance between them. One, the Yellow Vest protests are the cry of a deeply pressured, even oppressed people. The protests in the United States, protests, again, inverted commas, are the orchestrated, violent rampages directed by a faction, a political faction in the United States, which is maneuvering for power. They could not be more different.
Yeah, a political faction, a Soros Democrat political faction. Yes. And the Yellow Vests are carrying the French flag with pride.
Absolutely. They're carrying the French flag. And look at the difference.
The rioters in the United States are burning.
Exactly. And the media in France opposes the Yellow Vests overwhelmingly. The media in the United States supports the protests overwhelmingly. And the people who run the media in both places are essentially the same people.
That is all you need to look at.
Exactly.
To find out which one is genuine and which one is a complete sham. Exactly. The media is in full support of the rioters in the United States, full support across the board, with the exception of some people at Fox, not all of them.
Yes.
But across the board, say 98% of all media is for the rioters.
Yes.
While in France, the media was overwhelmingly against the Yellow Vests. That says it all.
That says it all. Exactly. Exactly, sir. Exactly.
Any other comments, or we'll leave it there?
Well, as I said, I mean, I've seen for the first time, by the way, in the British media, which follows obviously what happens in the United States, the first admissions that this is working in Trump's favor electorally. By the way, he hasn't wanted this. This is not something he wanted at all. But there's been articles appearing today for the first time, which says that, you know, there is clearly the sign of a rally behind Donald Trump. And I'm also going to say something. I thought his speech at Mount Rushmore, which has been completely distorted, misrepresented, almost beyond recognition, I thought that was a very effective speech. And I think it was the real moment when things began to turn round and in his favor again. He was uncertain for a time how to respond to this. But I think he's gradually found his footing.
Yeah, I agree with you. My one thought is that constitutionally, Trump is in the right. These are federal buildings. The U.S. government has to protect federal buildings. It's that simple.
We haven't talked about that because, as far as I'm concerned, it's a no-brainer. By the way, I've looked.
No-brainer.
I'm not a constitutional expert of the United States, but I've read various people who are: Andrew McCarthy, Jonathan Turley. Doesn't seem to be any debate about this. I mean, the legal position on this is entirely clear. If the local authorities in places like Portland are not prepared to defend federal property, which they clearly are not, then it's entirely appropriate for the federal government to act to defend its own property. And by the way, the United States federal government has very extensive, entirely legal and constitutional powers to act to protect the safety of the United States. Absolutely does. I mean, people have completely misunderstood this. I mean, I don't want to go into huge detail, but this idea that, you know, the federal government doesn't do anything in Washington and it's completely unconstitutional and that they can only get involved if there's a violent outrage in Portland or wherever, unless the local government asks for it, is complete misreading of the laws of the United States and a complete failure to understand how those laws work. And, you know, these federal agents that have been sent are not troops. They're not troops. So let's not complicate it with all that story. But for what it's worth, though Donald Trump has never actually said he's going to send troops to crush protests in the way that's been alleged, I mean, the U.S. government does have legal powers, apparently, to deploy troops where there's breakdown in public order. And it has been done. It was done last, apparently, by Lyndon Johnson in the 60s during the big protests then, when I think he deployed the 82nd Airborne Division in some cities in the United States. So, I mean, you know, and he was, of course, a Democrat. And he was, of course, the president who passed all the civil rights legislation.
Mm-hmm. All right. Alexander Marcus, Editor-in-Chief of The Durant. Thank you very much, guys. If you like this video, click on the subscribe button. Drop us a comment as well. Hit that like. And also go to PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Send a donation our way. We really appreciate the donations. Every dollar counts. Every dollar helps out this small channel so we can report the truth to you guys as best we can. And also support us by going to the Durant shop, picking up some of our new magic mugs, some of our enamel magic mugs. We have all kinds of great shirts as well. You have the US one. I have the UK.
Absolutely, yep.
And you can also help out this channel by supporting our friends at the Patriotic Legacy, Patriotic Beacon 3, 20% off when you purchase that flashlight. Alexander is showing you that flashlight right there. 20% off when you use the code Durant20. You will find all the details for that underneath this video in the description box down below. Alexander, promote whichever products you would like to promote.
Let's start with the Patriot Beacon made by our friends at the Patriotic Legacy, the best flashlight in the world, without any question. Made in the United States. One of those amazing products that the United States makes. Incredibly strong, incredibly rugged, incredibly beautiful. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to hold. And of course, it is the Swiss Army knife of flashlights, as Alex says. I mean, it's a sign of quality and it's a sign of its extraordinary abilities, the amount of things it does. Firstly, it's a great flashlight. I mean, look at that sort of that beam that you get there. Incredibly strong beam that you can see, covers huge distances, lights things up incredibly clearly. You can dim it, which enables you to use it when there's people around you. You don't want to blind them. And then, you know, if you're walking along a dark road at night and you want to alert people to the fact you're there, you can flash it like that. So it's an absolutely amazing flashlight. But it's also got other things it does. I mean, it's got, first of all, a compass, which you can see there in the handle. So, you know, if you get lost, if your sat nav isn't working, or you're walking in the woods at night or something like that, and you lose your way, well, you've got your compass and you can find your way back very quickly. It's solar powered. So provided you keep it out in the sunlight as I do, it will never run out on you, which is important for someone like me. You don't have to worry about batteries or anything like that. You can recharge your other appliances, your laptop, your tablet, your smartphone, because there's a port there. As I said, it's solar powered. You have an alarm. So if you want to also alert people to the fact you're there, you can switch on the alarm and that makes a really powerful sound. You've got a magnet, so you can put it to the side of your car when you're driving, or you can put it on a metal plate, on a metal thing. I have one in my cellar. Takes safely out of the way, and at the same time, it's an incredibly strong tool. You can break the windscreen this way if you need to break a windscreen, or you can hammer even a nail with this. And of course, if you need to cut your seatbelt or somebody else's seatbelt, well, you've got a seatbelt cutter there also. So you can see that's my dog reacting because I did the alarm. He always comes when he hears the Patriot Beacon. He wants to make sure that I'm well and safe. And when I'm in a dark place, that's what he always does. So he'll probably calm down in a moment. And that's what he's doing, in fact. So this is the Patriot Beacon made by our friends at Patriotic Legacy. Alex will tell you at the end of this program how to get one. And I will say, since I need to definitely to calm my dog down, that there's all kinds of other useful things that we have, amazing things in our shop. You see the mug here with the flag of the United States, which we've been just talking about, and these are our amazing magic mugs. Alex is right, we've added lots of great new magic mugs with all sorts of country flags. Here is Greece, for example. Here is Australia. And at the same time, you will find on our shop other magic mugs with enamel, and they're just great. And we've got new shirts too, best shirts anywhere. And we've got hats, hoodies, and stickers. And we've also got ebooks, lots of them. So come to our shop, support the Duran, get yourself a Patriot beacon, and I need to calm my dog.
Get to your dog. All right, everybody, take care. You'll find the link to the Duran shop down below.
Right, bye.